Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. Woke us up this morning, started us on our way. This is yours truly, Apostle Reginald Pender. Amen. Our great apostle is Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn, Apostle Ogburn, amen, of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. And our church location is Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 4801. Services on Sundays at 1:30. Amen. Like to see you there. Amen. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Amen. At the house of God. Amen. Praise be to God. We know there's a lot going on. Amen. In these last days. We have heard it as many times. We're living. Amen. Thank God. We're living in the last day. You're not dead. And I'm not dead in the last day, but we're living in these last days to see another day. Amen. I wish I had somebody to clap their hands. Amen. Because you're living. Amen. You, amen, can put a smile, amen, on your face. Amen. Because you're living because he lives. You can live and I can live. Amen. I'm just following what the Spirit is telling me to say. Amen. I might be all over the place. Amen. But you can check it for yourself. Check me by the word of God, whether I speak the truth or tell a lie. Amen. The truth know when you're lying and when you ain't lying. John in 8:32 say, you will know the truth, which is the word of God, and which is his son, who is the word, and he is the way, Jesus is. Always have been the truth, never lie, never fail, never leave you in me. He's the life that you're living right now, and I'm living. And that's enough right there. Amen. I can get discombobulated right just to even think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done. I feel like flying. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just a mention, hey God, of his name. I don't care what you've done, dealt with, or what you're dealing with. Amen. Because the name Jesus has so much power, it'll pick you up from where you're at. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And not that we don't go through, or not that we don't deal with certain situations, but his name is so powerful, it'll pick you up out of the muck and the miry clay. Place you and my feet on a solid ground, on a solid place, and put laughter and put joy in your spirit. Amen. And then on top of that, heal your body. I wish I had a witness. God is a healer. He said he'll heal you and me. That's the God I'm talking about. I can't speak for all these other gods out here. Amen. But I know a God that will never leave you and I never fail you. You can stand on the word. You can go to bank on it. Everything else failed. And the Bible said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. You know what? You'll stand too if you're on God's word. And I'll stand too. I don't care. Whether you had a divorce, or whether you got to get a divorce, or whether your marriage is broken up, or whether your household, you can't get along with this one or can't get along with that one, amen. I tell you what, as long as you got Jesus, that's enough. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. No matter what we deal with, no matter what we face on this side of life, hey, God, thank you. For that a policy, that insurance policy. It's so many policies, but there's only one life insurance policy, and that's Jesus. And I can bank on it. You can go to work with that. Amen. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. you know, I'm getting a little ahead of myself right now. But when you, like I say, when you think about that, the goodness and what all God has done for you, and you, we done been through some storms of life and have been through this and that, this, and you know, we still here. Hey, hallelujah. And we still love Jesus. And we still, amen, go to church. Amen. And we still pray. And we still thank God. Amen. Even in your secret place. Amen. God is saying, meditate. And when we meditate on God and how he brought, how far he has brought us. Amen. It, you know, you can be by yourself. Amen. I'm by myself right now. Hallelujah. And God is just touching and just soothing and just, hallelujah, putting the oil in and putting the salve in and putting the healing in. He's doing that because his word does that. He'll do that. He make house calls. Yes, he's, don't turn that, don't touch that dial. Oh, yeah, he's right there in that kitchen. That's where I'm at right now, preaching the word of God in the kitchen. Hey, man, you can preach it in the kitchen. You can preach it in the bedroom. You can preach it in the bathroom. You can preach it out the front. You can preach it out back. You can preach it on a roof. You can preach it in the bathroom. Amen. Sometimes you get the best messages. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm getting excited here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for the day is the day that the Lord, I didn't make it. The day that is the day that the Lord had made it. When I think about all day long. Hallelujah. How he kept me. Glory be to God. David said, one thing, just get one thing on your mind that God done for you. And I tell you, we might go running through the house. You might, amen, can't contain yourself. You might, amen, get happy. You might, tears might start coming out your eyes. Glory be to God, because you cannot, amen, come in contact with a God like Jesus and something don't happen to you. It happened to me in your own house. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. He'll come right where you are. I told you a little earlier, he makes house calls. Hallelujah. You ain't got to get up out the house right now, but I do advise you, when it's church time, make your way to church. Don't forsake the church. That's where your blessings are. That's where your testimony is. That's where the people of God meet. Amen. And so we can fellowship. Hallelujah. That's a good ship, too. To be on is the ship of Zion, where the people of God come together and we testify about the goodness of Jesus and how he brought us over this and over that and this and that. And we begin to enjoy one another. That's what God wants. He said, I say, love ye one another. And we can't express that enough in this day. Why, where there's so much hate going around. Hallelujah. We just need to spread more love. Glory be to God. He said, I say, love ye one another like I have loved you. And I loved you when you were smoking cigarettes. I loved you when you were drinking. I loved you when you were gambling. I loved you when you were killing folk. I loved you when you were gangbanging. I loved you when you was a homosexual. I loved you when you was a lesbian. I loved you, amen, when you didn't have no food. I loved you when you didn't have drink. I loved you when you didn't have a car or gas. I loved you when nobody else would love you. I loved you when your mother forsake you. I love you when your father ran out. Good God Almighty, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that for whosoever, hallelujah, that for whosoever come unto him shall not perish. Not what that mean, but not die. Because he is life. You ain't gonna die if you get the life. Hallelujah. Glory to God and throw that lifeline out over 2,000 years ago. What's wrong with us? Hallelujah. He told us to choose you this day. Don't put off tomorrow what you and I can do today. That's amen. Make the call. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. You know, it's something about that name, Jesus. Good God Almighty, somebody want to know, who do you call him? I call him Jesus. Somebody call him Yahweh. Somebody call him the Alpha and Omega. Somebody call him my way. Somebody say he's the bread of life. Somebody say he's the joy of the world. Somebody say he's the light of the world. Somebody say he's my hope. He's my today and tomorrow. Good God Almighty, Jesus is. Hallelujah. The way, the truth, and the life. Always have been, always will be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the right now God. Now, Hebrews 11:1 say, now, faith is. Activate the faith that God delivered unto the saints. He gave it to you. Yes, he did. You got to activate it. Hallelujah. He said, I gave every man. Somebody said, oh, I ain't got nothing. You got faith to believe and trust a true and living God right under that bridge, right on that corner. Hallelujah. Right in that jail cell. Glory be to God. It's now faith. Not tomorrow, faith. You need faith right now. Hallelujah. You need hope right now. You need Jesus right now. I need Jesus right now. I can't wait another minute, another second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hallelujah. God sent his only son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh, and gave us, amen, new life. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, if any man be in Christ, glory be to God. We was in the bar. We was in that man's house. We was in an abandoned house. We was in some house we had no business being in. Hallelujah. But glory be to God. If any man come unto me, Jesus said, I'll come in his house. Revelation 3:20, I'm knocking. Hallelujah. At the door of your house, your fleshly house. And he said, if you and I would just open up, and I'm going to come in and turn around everything wrong and make it right. That's the kind of God I know about. Hallelujah. And while we were yet sinners, I said, let me say that again. While we were yet sinners, sinners I'm talking about, liars, homogus, gangbangers, forgetters, lesbians, homosexuals. Yes, yes, that's what we were. I say that's what we were. But after Christ, you and I become new creatures. If any man be in Christ, old things pass away. Glory be to God. And all things become brand new. Open your eyes. Hallelujah. See the light of day. What you mean, preacher? See Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who takes away the sins of this world. Hallelujah. The sins of your life and my, in your world and my world. Hallelujah. When you, hallelujah, visit your family the next time, they're going to see a change. Glory be to God. Ain't that what you want? Hallelujah. That's what I want. Hallelujah. When they see me, they'll see I ain't smoking no more. They'll see I ain't drinking. They'll see I'm a new creature. That's what your mother and your father want to see. You've been bad too long. Hallelujah. Come to the light. Hallelujah. And get the promises of God that he promised over 2,000 some years ago. That you would, he would change you in my life. Make things new. He's going to make it so new like you never even did it. And I did it. And that's what blows my mind when I think of the goodness of Jesus. And all that he had done and turned and made my life and your life new. And we got to tell it. We can't help but tell it. We get excited trying to tell it. We cry while we try to tell it. We run around the church while we're telling it. We slip in the spirit while we're telling it. We leap and dance while we're trying to tell it. We jump for joy while we're trying to tell it. Because God been that good to us. We can't contain ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This day is better than we for that. It's better than alcohol. It's better than getting high. Because when you get high on Jesus, you don't need a natural high. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't remember the last time I smoked a joint. Y'all know what a joint is. That's the thing, see, that funny cigarette that you roll up and smoke. Now they legalized it. We got legalized junkies now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to deal with legalized junkies in the church. Hallelujah. But you know, you don't even need that. Hallelujah, they high. But you know what? This joy that I had don't come from a legalized joy. Hallelujah, it come from a natural joy. That's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we join us together, amen, with Christ, with God in Christ. I don't need to roll this joint because he jumped. And you together with God. And you together with God in Christ. And you will find out that that stuff that you have now don't suffice. Once you mess with it one time, you got to keep messing with it. Glory be to God. And we got these legalized junkies in the church. That's right. Tell them Pastor Pender said it. And they're going around getting high, and then they cussing and they're acting stupid. And they're saying the same worldly thing they used to do before they got saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because Jesus said, I came to take away that stuff. I'm the God that takes away the sins of the world. Amen. Man, you can't serve two gods. You got to serve either God or man, or either God or the devil, or either God or the church. You either got to put what you're going to hate one or love the other. You got to put one down and keep the other one. You know what? And you got a choice, and I got a choice to make. If you don't do the right choice, you know where you're going. And I know where I'm going. I ain't stupid. That folk make me to be or make you to be because you don't do what they do. They want to consider you an outsider. But look, I just be an outsider. I just be an outcast because Paul had a problem. Amen. When he was preaching the gospel, he said, I fought with them. That's what he meant. I fought a good fight. You got to fight somebody that don't like what you said because it's the truth. Hello, somebody. I wish I had a church. Let me say that again. You got to fight somebody that don't like what you like because of the truth. And folks fought Jesus because they didn't like what he liked because he was the truth. And you are the truth, too, in this earth. And folk ain't going to like you. Hallelujah. But you got to keep telling the truth because I ain't never seen a lie set nobody free. And say the truth, you shall know it, and it shall make you and me free. Free from what? Anything that got you bound. And you know what it is that got you bound. And the reason why we haven't gotten free is because we don't want to hear the truth. Come on. The Bible says, know this, perilous times coming where they won't even endure the truth, meaning sound doctrine. Sound doctrine means stuff that can help them that they don't want no help. Folk can get help, don't want no help. Just like the holidays that's around us. You know, you got all that stuff on the plate. You got that turkey. You got that ham. You got them sweet potatoes. You got that sauerkraut pigtails. And you got all that stuff. And on that plate, them biscuits, and you got something else on there too. I can't name all of it. It's too much to name because that's a whole lot. But the one thing, all them greens and that kale and that cabbage and the mustard greens, those are the things that will help you. But the greens of the meal is the best part that will help you to digest all those of the meats and the biscuits. And so get them impurities out of you and me. But that's what we don't want. We don't want the greens of the truth that will make us free. And we'll get on folk and we'll tell them they lied and say, no, they ain't lying. That pastor, he ain't no good. He ain't telling the truth. And you go about your own thing, doing what you want to do, having itching ears. And he can tell yourself, teach us. That's what the word says in the 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. Keep into yourselves your own pastor and your own teacher, your own mind. It says, tell me, let this mind be in you. Not your mind. My mind got me locked up. But God's mind got me unlocked. That's what he wanted to do, unlock somebody. Tired of being locked up, confined. You know what you confined and what I'm confined to today. Should I name it? And God say, he who the Son has set free is free indeed. And that's God's word. That's exactly what he means. And he's in that business to making men and women free so we won't die and go to hell. Amen. I want to be free. Walk around, can't go nowhere because chains on your balls and chains on your feet. Handcuffs on your hands. Amen. You can't say what you want to say. Amen. Can't think like you want to think. Why you think he said let this mind be in you? Because your mind, your thinking ain't right. You got to get a new mind. Stop fooling yourself. And I got to stop fooling myself. My mind ain't right. But I know a man who can get it right. His name is Jesus. I don't ever want to get that name out of my mouth. And you know what he'll do? He'll put that name Jesus in your mouth instead of a cuss word. He'll clean that mouth up. Isaiah had to put coals out of the fire on his lips because he said he had unclean lips like some of us. He said, I'm a man with unclean lips. Dwell among a people with unclean lips. God will put his name in your mouth and clean your lips up and my lips. Come on, somebody. Don't you want clean lips? I do. Know how to talk to folk. Know what to say to people. Just don't say anything. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. You ain't got enough of the mind to give them a piece of it. If you did, God wouldn't put it in the Bible. Let this mind be in. You can really lose your mind. Yeah, that's right. You can really lose your mind because he said, let this mind be in you. And you keep going on. And I keep going on and giving them a piece of our mind. You might not have much left. And I might not have much left. I'm going to get to God and say, God, you said, let this mind. My mind ain't been right. And that's why we come to church, to hear the word of God. So we can get what God has for us. So when we leave this world, we'll know what God said. We'll know what he said. I want to know what he said and what he had to say to me before everlasting too late. You know, for going out of this world without a God on their side. Some of you, even our family members, you know it, and I know it. You tell them, come on, get on the radio. No, I got this to do. Come on, dial this number. No, I can't do this right now. I got this to do. Come on, call this one. No, I'm working. Come on, get on the radio. I can't do it this night, but I'll do it tomorrow. I just said earlier, don't put off today with tomorrow what you can do today. See, we make all these excuses, and they were doing the same thing. Back in the Bible, well, I got to go to work. I got to tend to my farm, and I got to get a glass of milk right now. My sugar low, and you know, my pressure up, and you know, all these excuses. and God's word is ready to take care of all those excuses. He said, told us, he said, you are without excuse, oh man. And when you know the word of God, I can't point all scriptures out to you as I preach to you, but when you know the word of God, you know you can walk in the word, what you know. Walk in what you know. Don't give it to no, don't say, don't cast not your pearls to the swine, to people that don't want it. If they don't want it, give God to the next person. Amen. We got folk that don't want to hear. But you got to keep on going. And I got to keep on going to church, yeah. Got to keep on praying. And you know, the times, these perilous times we live in, so much going on, people stop going to church, stop praying, stop reading their Bible, don't sing no more. Come on. Y'all know that some of us. Come on. Don't want to sing. Pastor asked you to do something, don't want to do it. I ain't doing it. I let somebody else do it. All these old crazy accusations we make. And then we want God's best. We want God to pay our electric. We want God to keep our water on. We want God to put gas in the car. But all the stuff we want, but don't want to do nothing for God. As good as God been? God gooder than your mother. That's right. You say, don't talk about my mother. Yeah, God created your mother. He's the creator. He made, yeah, and my time is about expired. You know, yours too. So why not call Jesus? Amen. Praise be to God. Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, if you need prayer today, amen. You have walked backwards, amen. You have slowed down, and you will need prayer so you can get back to the church. Get back in your word. Get back to prayer. 443-812-9733. 443-812-9733. I'm getting back in my Bible more. I'm getting back in prayer more. I'm getting back to the church more. 443-812-9733. God is waiting on us. And how long you think God's going to wait? He's going to wrap it all up one day. No man know the day, nor the hour, when he coming. Praise be to God. Sunshine of Faith International Ministry with our great apostle, Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn. And this is yours truly, Apostle Reverend Pennant. Thank you for tuning in on on the blog prayer line. I've enjoyed myself. This high that God gave me, I wouldn't trade it. Amen. I don't even want to sniff a bottle of wine. It probably knocked me out. That's how good God is. That old stuff. I got the new stuff now. You say any man be in me, I make him new. You don't want that old stuff no more. You know that stuff. It's old. You throw old stuff away. Get the new. Hey, man, I wish my brother was tuned in on this line today. God bless you. Hey, man, we have to go. Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn, yours truly, Apostle Reginald Pender. God bless you. We love you, and Jesus loves you more. Bye-bye now.